Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Did you know that modern security control rooms today are overwhelmed by constant alerts at an almost 99% false alarm rate? So this shows that software has an important part to play in making urban environments safer and more livable while reducing the security sector's over-reliance on manpower.
Gosh, if you're in the control room, that must be really annoying. So recently, Entrepreneur First, or EF, the global talent investor backed by Reid Hoffman and Greylock, revealed its latest cohort of 19 deep tech companies from Singapore, Bangalore, and Hong Kong. And basically, teams from the cohort pitched to investors their latest deep tech innovations that offer solutions for some of the biggest global challenges faced by business, the environment, and our society.
One of the EF companies in Singapore is Lighthouse. They optimize threat detection through the automation and digitalization of physical security.
So does this all mean that physical security could be fully automated or digitized sometime soon? Let's check in to learn more about that. And from Lighthouse, we have on the line Natalie Maria Doran. She's the CEO and co-founder of Lighthouse. Natalie, good to talk to you. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Manisha. Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
Yeah, we're really good. And we hope Monday's kicking off well for you. So tell us a bit first about Lighthouse. How and when did it come about? And what's the business model?
Great. So, I mean, as you said, we met during Entrepreneur First, really an incredible program. How Lighthouse came to be is my co-founder is South African, born and raised, and just in his lifetime alone, there had been 37 attempts of armed robberies, muggings, kidnappings and bombings just against his family in his lifetime. And he's 23. So he came to the EF program using his expertise in computer vision and machine learning to be able to try and solve the problem at the point of identification. You're doing real-time threat detection through CCTV. We met through the program and we really bonded over the impact, you know, really seeing how we could take this to a global scale. And as we got into these control rooms, as you said in the intro there, we saw this huge fragmentation, 99% false positive rates, really from each stage in the process, identification to review to dispatch. So we realized that, hey, if we could combine all these things together, if we could really make security a hub of cross-sensor intelligence, really transform how we deal with threats in real time. So Lighthouse is this command center for control rooms, managing the flow of threat detection. And really, we're trying to make our schools, our homes, and our families safer, whether that is Singapore or South Africa.
Natalie, a good friend of mine lived and worked in South Africa, so I completely hear you on those robberies with regard to your co-founder. I'm interested, though, because we brought up how these businesses pitch their latest deep tech innovations. Just scaling back a bit, what exactly is deep tech? How will you describe it?
Yeah, so I think deep technology is being able to utilize the sort of latest innovations, whether that's from base tech to mechanical engineering to chemistry, you know, really being part of the program. We saw a huge array of deep tech solutions. I guess the way to measure this against or just consider it as more general technology,
right.
General technology being more of the e-commerce side, something like that, you know, simple applications are able to create the mass scale where you look at deep technology really creating, you know, truly innovating tech that has a disruptive element to these sectors.
So you've already mentioned this. Lighthouse is one of the 19 companies in Entrepreneur First. So what advantages do you have by being a part of that cohort? And how does Reid Hoffman and Greylock actually back Lighthouse in any way? Is it monetary or is it just the advice?
So being part of the program was really transformative. I mean, I think if you told me 12 months ago that I'd be working in security, I probably wouldn't have believed you. So being able to connect to this incredible talent that has come from all over the world to Singapore, that was really one of the biggest benefits of being part of EF and having that network. But also the accelerating factor of EF, you know, turning a company around in 6 months from never even meeting the co-founder to having a seed-ready business. I think that is where EF is able to tutor and shepherd and really guide these companies. And yeah, working with EF, it is a crash course in how to start a business. And having been in Singapore for 5 years building a multitude of deep tech startups, I really still saw the benefit in those learnings.
Natalie, so I understand the applications of Lighthouse are across residential, commercial, and public infrastructure. How is the application different to each infrastructure? Is there an advantage, or what are the advantages of Lighthouse? And if you can touch on the cost as well, that'll be helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, we really wanted to build a solution that makes deploying the next generation of security sensors scalable and cost-effective, whether it is a residential property or all the way up to an industrial site. So you know, the big vision of Lighthouse is to be able to bring all of these security sensors into one centralized platform, making it easier to dispatch the right response when these threats happen. So you know, for a residential property, we're seeing huge growth in security IoT. It's actually growing at 33% year on year. So the more these residential homes get more and more IoT devices, if there's going to be something that brings these together, what is the next step? You know, who is then going to respond when these challenges happen? And then if we look at a building, for example, I mean, Singapore, you go into any mall, you'll see a multitude of security cameras, fire alarms, security alarm panels. You know, there's a huge proliferation of security technology. But you know, is that working with the building management system? You know, are we able to have real use cases that when these threats happen, whether it is a shooter or whether it is a missing person, being able to create this cross-sensor intelligence leveraging what already exists? So for Lighthouse, we charge on a per-site basis based on the number of sensors that are integrated. So it really does enable these security companies to scale and makes it cost-effective to have these solutions in areas in the region which actually have a more challenging infrastructure.
I mean, I think you've just alluded to it in your last answer, actually, Natalie, about how security has evolved over the years. With digitalization of physical security, how are things moving on? And do you think that, therefore, the security sector is ripe for automation?
Absolutely. I mean, there are 20 million private security workers worldwide that outweigh police in over 40 countries. So there is this huge mass of people who are overworked, they're under a lot of strain, they're underpaid, and they're often put at unnecessary risk. And then we see this proliferation of security sensors, 350 million CCTV cameras, you know, this huge growth that is getting more and more sophisticated using these new sort of AI techniques. But how are these security companies meant to be able to bring these together? You know, security companies are security companies. They're not technology companies. And unless they can afford to have that kind of talent in-house, the market is moving beyond their reach. So I don't think we'll ever get rid of people. You know, I think we're always going to need human elements, a human eye to respond, and human sensitivities to be able to see, is this a real threat? But if you can reduce that workload per person, you're able to optimize each individual operator, you're then able to scale. You know, and you're able to allow these other security companies to reach the size and be able to compete with the G4Ss and the Securitas of the world. So it really is space for automation. It really is an inevitability if we're looking at the growth in each of these sectors. So we really are feeling we're coming in at an opportune time, and it is an exciting space to be.
But Natalie, that then raises a different question. It's security to security, where if you're using tech to help security, what's to stop the tech that helps security from being hacked? What are your thoughts on this?
Absolutely. Well, privacy, hacking, these are all legitimate concerns. I think it's concerns that no one can take lightly. But I think, in the future, we are going to see a molding together of the cybersecurity and the physical security space, because they are going to be one and the same. There's so much security, so much sophisticated technology entering the physical security space, and the gap between them is narrowing every single year. So I think it's one, being able to do a lot of the processing power on site using those existing servers. Reducing the need to have everybody's data in the cloud, but actually only taking up key moments of interest. And I think that's where a lot of IoT providers and security providers are looking to keep data more localized. But that doesn't mean that it shouldn't be connected into a wider system.
So, Natalie, what happens from here? What's the future for Lighthouse? And I know that you are looking at ongoing partnerships with, or perhaps you can let us know, are you looking at any ongoing partnerships with property developers and security companies in Asia or beyond? Of course, this has a very different demographic to South Africa and a very different threat level as well.
Absolutely. Well, I think there's definitely great applications for Southeast Asia. Our initial launch markets are the Philippines and South Africa, and working towards Singapore as well. We're speaking with some of the most iconic property developers here, which is really, really exciting for us. And we're launching our pilot product in South Africa in the next 2 weeks, because we even caught a robbery 2 weeks ago in our simulator and pilot site. So the need is definitely there. And of course, there are different threat levels, but unfortunately, as we've seen even this month in Thailand, you know, these instances, when they do happen, how proactive is the technology in place to be able to deal with, you know, a shooting situation? So what's next for us is launching our in our pilot sites with our test partners, and then raising our seed round. It really has been a whirlwind 6 months, but we are speak with property developers and with leisure complex owners in the region to really see how we can take their security to the next level.
Oh, good conversation. Thanks a lot for taking the time this morning, Natalie Maria Doran, who is the CEO and co-founder of Lighthouse. Take care and have a great week ahead, Natalie.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.